The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right, if I tell y'all that there is a story for Extra Funny that is having to do with someone trying to break a record, what would you think that the subject matter would be?
It's stupid. It's a dumb record,
mm-hmm.
probably. And it's going to annoy everybody else?
No, it's of a sexual nature.
Oh.
It's one of those types of records.
Okay.
It's a British adult entertainer named Lily Phillips, and she began taking applications recently for the, quote, record-breaking event of the year, she called it, end quote. And it's set to take place in January. You know how that woman from Australia is trying to make the relations with the most number of people in a year?
Yeah.
And she had like 600 to go last time we checked. Well, this woman is trying to break the record of 919 men in one day. She's going for 1,000.
1,000 guys in a day?
Mm-hmm. Now, the record has been standing for, since 2004. A woman named Lisa Sparks set the record in Poland.
With it?
With 919 men in a day. And that's where we originally, Riggins, when we were talking about the whole thing, is how do you feel as a person if you're standing in line all day for that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you're 700, whatever.
Or even if you're number two or three.
Two is an easier pill to swallow, though.
I'm going to say, even if you're first in line, being a part of that record is one of the trashiest things you could ever say in your life. It's like, you know, I was one of the 119. And then if you're bragging, I was the first one.
Yeah.
Then you think that it's great, but you're just showing your ignorance. You're bragging about being trashy.
I think it's fine if you're number one.
Lindsay, let's say after you fell in love with your husband, he tells you that, you know, not only does he hold records in his hometown for baseball, mm-hmm. but he was also part of a Guinness World Record of being, you know, one of the 919 men to make the relations with this girl in one day. Would that change your plans with him for the future?
Completely. Completely. I would immediately. And not that I think I'm better than you. It's just that's really, really, really sad.
And I remember seeing the footage of the, like, not the act as it was going, but they had, because she had to go do it in Poland, that they would allow it, you know, in whatever country, because I don't think they would allow it in U.S. America or any of the, Canada or any of the countries over here. You had to go all the way to Poland.
Yeah, I mean, they have 1,000 guys in Poland? That's surprising. Well, I didn't even know.
They probably had to travel with her.
Yeah. But it was in a warehouse.
Oh, God. Yeah, I vaguely remember this.
Mm-hmm.
And then my next question is, why not get to 1,000 at that point? Where was the other 70 people? I mean, was it time restraint?
Yeah, and I'm wondering if you could get back in line and that would count. Or it had to be 919 completely different men.
Yeah,
I think that was the rule. And then I also never understood like what counted as sex.
Just one enter.
Yeah. I mean, is that what would count? I mean, surely it wasn't. You wouldn't have time in the 24 hours if it were a real encounter, so to speak.
I don't know.
I'm not good at math, but it couldn't even be couple seconds, right? Because you got to think about.
All right, let's do the math. 24 hours.
But at the time, Ms. Sparks reportedly said, quote, "I had a blast, but I was in pain for weeks afterwards."
I believe it.
Well, yeah.
I believe it.
And how many, does everyone have to get tested for an STD? Like, I have so many questions.
I don't think you would be able to do that. you know.
They probably all have. What?
I mean, you're in Poland.
It's true.
You know, I'm sure it's not nearly as clean as it would have to be in U.S. America. But this woman is 23, and she declares that she's been, quote, in training for several months in order to be physically up to the challenge.
What does the training for that look like?
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Mm.
Well, they're not exerting any energy, I wouldn't imagine, because it's...
You think she's just laying there?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have time to do.
But I guess you know, it's kind of like those competitive eaters who have to stretch their stomach.
Oh, my God.
You know,
you're
that's,
right.
That's the training.
Is yeah.
They eat a lot every day to stretch their stomach.
Ugh.
But the medical professionals are coming out now and saying that this is not good.
Oh.
You think? No. Yeah.
Medical practitioner Dr. Zach Turner, who specializes in preventive health and wellness, warned that when, quote, pushed to the extremes, end quote, such activity could have a negative effect on the body. No joke.
Yeah.
I'm not a medical practitioner, and I can tell you that.
Dr. Fuddy Duddy, Dr. Yeah. Wet Blanket,
yeah.
come he to said, ruin the fun.
He said, sex at its core is a physically demanding activity that engages various muscles with cardiovascular system and the release of endorphins. Oh, really? Done in moderation, it's akin to a rewarding workout promoting stress relief, cardiovascular health, and emotional bonding. However, when pushed to extremes, like a 24-hour sexual marathon, the physical and psychological toll can be severe. Why go interview this guy?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I don't really fault him because they call him and he says, okay, yeah. You can interview me about that. So he's going to say what he's got to say.
Sure.
But everybody knows that. He's not, you know, giving any groundbreaking medical information. And he's just being a fuddy-duddy, if you ask me.
Oh, God.
Totally.
Well,
downer.
I'm envisioning just a line.
Yeah.
And then her just laying and just, next, yeah. next.
Yeah, and
next.
The one that we saw some of the footage of back in 2004, didn't they make, my photographic memory is telling me that they made all of them put on white t-shirts. Like all the men were dressed exactly alike, I think.
I don't remember, but I don't doubt you if you say that and you remember it.
Right.
What was the reason?
I don't know. I guess just, you know, for the aesthetics. I don't know. But
the cleanliness.
I'm assuming they're all wearing condoms.
Yeah.
You hope so. But I want to know that. They always, when you try to break a record, they always have to send somebody from Guinness out there to monitor. And he's like, you know, standing there at the table, mm-hmm. like clicking them off.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you didn't finish.
Could you imagine that job?
You got to go to Poland and then you're watching 1,000. I bet it smelled in that warehouse like
ew.
Butt cheeks on ass. I mean, just disgusting.
Well, and they're not fit. They're not finishing, right? I mean.
I don't know.
No, I think it's just.
In and out.
Mm. Well, this says as part of her self-described physical training, she's been having large quantities of sex. Large quantities of it.
Tons of
gradually it. Increasing the numbers. She says, quote, I've done 101, I've done 300 in a few weeks. It's like a boxing match. I think I'll get sore towards the end, but I think I've got the right determination just to be able to push on.
Well, good for you.
Is there a picture of her?
Mm-hmm. Several. Probably not the same ones that Rob's looking at on his computer by now.
I'm currently looking at a picture of the show, doing my work.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish somebody would show me a picture also, of just her face.
I didn't hear her name, so I didn't get a chance to look at her.
What do you think she looks like? Describe what you're envisioning, Lindsay, she would look like.
I want to say she's about 250.
She a big one?
Bleach blonde.
So you're thinking that she's not much of a looker then?
Hmm. I wouldn't say.
Okay, well, here she is.
Oh, that's a shame. I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty.
Yeah.
This is the one that's going to break the record, attempting mm-hmm. to break the record?
Yeah. She's 23.
Do you think?
What a sad soul.
She's got really good hair.
Yeah, 23 years old. so much, you know, ahead of her in her life, and this is what she decides to do. This is the this is her hero moment.
She's got a Guinness World Record. Or going to.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Do you think the guys have to, like, be ready to be to finish things up whenever they get to her? They're like, make sure you're ready, you know?
Yeah, you can't just cram it in there.
You can't waste time.
No, no, no. I meant like...
No, they're not know. They're not at the point of... No, I wouldn't think. I think it just counts if they, you know, are there for a second and then move on.
I hope so.
But I'm sure you can Google what the official rules are. Yeah. I just didn't do that in the show preparation today.
Well, I got you. I'll look it up.
All right. There's a lot more to this that we need to cover, and but we got to take a break. We'll get to it next.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Okay. I got more of the details of how the event itself is gonna go off. With the woman trying to break the record of sleeping with or having the relations with 1,000 men in 24 hours. First of all, she says that when she's been training, that what she's doing is much harder than a 9-to-5 job would be. She says, quote, boinking 101 guys in 14 hours is so much harder than a 9-to-5. If you talk about a day job, as in going to the office, sleeping with 101 men is so much more taxing. So if it's 101 in 14 hours, she's got to really improve that, you know, her time to be able to get to pull this off with 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
She says that, when it comes to, orchestrating such a feat, the event itself, she had a personal assistant organize the time schedule of the event as well as hiring security. The plan is to get a room with two doors. The logistics of this is insane. The guys who want to take part have to send a photo of themselves holding their ID, and my personal assistant has to basically organize them into hour time slots. You know, kind of like when we do Breakfast with Santa.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just similar. Like that.
Exact same.
She continued by stating it was hard enough to find the number of participants she needs to beat the current record, but said getting the task completed within the time limit will also be another complication. I'm just hoping for a conveyor belt. They need to walk in the room and then leave. Reaction to the plans for which she is now actively recruiting men has been strong, with many shocked by the stunt. All get 41.6 seconds each to do it in the 24 hours. I'm tired just thinking about that. So there you go. If they, can do whatever they do in less than 42 seconds, then they're satisfied. If they don't, they still have to move on. But I'm guessing it would count.
Yeah,
42 seconds is
to the record.
A long time, longer than I thought they would have.
It is a long time. You're right, Lindsay. Correct. Thank you for saying that.
I mean, right? I thought they would have maybe 5 seconds.
Yeah,
because you know, 1,000 is a lot.
They should get one of those alarms, like when you're at Taco Bell and they let the employees know you've been in the drive-through too long and you get docked for it. It's like,
So the personal assistant, what is she telling her parents about what's going on with her work? You know, even to be a participant in this at all is trashy.
Yeah.
Like, how would you tell anybody if you got any pride in your or shame at all? So you're a personal assistant. What happened with the last person you worked for? Well, she mainly just hired me to organize this one event. I'm, you know, more like an event planner than a personal assistant. And well, what was the event? Well, you may have heard of her. Her name's Lily Phillips. She's the one that just broke the record for sleeping with 1,000 men in 24 hours. I organized that whole thing. It's basically the success of it was basically all on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All she had to do was lie there.
Mm-hmm. I'm the real winner.
Yeah. Oh, wow. 42 right. seconds. And they're just coming in one after another. Bing, bing, bing. 40 sec. Every 40 seconds for 24 hours. That's insane. Crazy.
And honestly, if she's that worried, it sounds like she doesn't want to do it. Why is she doing it? She's like, I'm exhausted just hearing about it.
Yeah.
Do it for the glory.
And the fame, you know.
Oh, she is so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
This is upsetting. I think it's more upsetting that she's so pretty.
Now, right? even if you liked her as a, you know, let's say she's an adult performer, and you liked her as you were a fan of hers, if you are a fan of that type of stuff, would this make you like her less? Kind of like when you see a regular celebrity that does something stupid that you disagree with, it kind of makes you like them less?
Yeah.
Would that be the case with this, or is this something that will enhance her value in that world?
It never will enhance her value. Maybe in the...
That's what I mean, in just that little niche, that porn world.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to have a negative effect on if you like her or not. I don't.
Because
she is hot.
It's upsetting.
Yeah, I look at the guys who are standing there in line showing up for that. I look at them more as just disgusting. I kind of feel sorry for her that she's in such a sad state of life at the age of 23 that this is the path she's chosen. She felt like she had no other choice but to go do this kind of trash.
Right.
Like there's somebody could reach out to her and witness to her or something. Seriously, there is a porn ministry. Did you know that?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, there is a ministry of people who have gotten out of that world and found God, and they try to witness to other, you know, people in porn and try to get them over to the right side and get them right and get out of that crazy world.
I'm glad.
But man, even though that's a good thing, let's say you just not you necessarily, Riggins, because Catholic ceremonies and services or mass is different than, you know, you're settling into the pew if you're a Methodist or a Baptist or something, and then the preacher comes out, does the announcements, and says, we have a special guest speaker today, and it's a Reformed porn star who's a minister. I wonder how people would receive that.
I don't know.
I'd be fascinated. I mean, I would want to hear it. I don't think it would be well taken at something like
you
that.
You see the old people in the church?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Got to find a better place for it.
I'd be like, what is she going to say?
Yeah. How would you feel, though, if she's the guest speaker at the... at the youth meeting on Sunday night?
Now
she's talking to the youth, which is who she should be talking to.
Sure.
You know, to make sure they don't fall into those traps.
I'm going to be honest. That is a good idea. That would have scared me to death if I was little. I promise I'll never.
Yeah.
Never.
Just like, I don't think I'd be more upset than I was that day I showed up to church and the clown ministry was performing that day.
Oh, no. Thank you.
Now that's bad.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Came on the wrong Sunday, didn't I?
Like, I don't like clowns anyway.
Yeah. Ay-yi-yi.
Nobody does.
Is she married? She's single?
It doesn't say.
There was a picture of her with a dude on here. I don't know who he was, though.
That's who I feel bad for, the boyfriend.
There are a lot of comments, too. Like, how do I get in? How do I sign up? How do I... Do wheelchairs go first?
Yes, that's what
I was going to know. Oh,
no. Yeah. Any asking for a mate? Do people in wheelchairs go first?
What?
Tons and where is it? Is it happening in England?
It says location TBC. I don't know what C means. To be...
Taking care of business.
Yeah.
TBC. To be comp.
Yeah. others are dibs on last.
See what I mean? The guys are just pathetic.
Yeah.
If she was ugly, I wouldn't feel so distraught about it.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah, I knew that would make a difference because I knew you pictured her being ugly.
I did.
And huge.
Mm-hmm.
And huge. And now that I know that she can get guys anyway, I mean, she's mentally messed
up. Sure. That's what I'm saying. She's got something going on in the head. It's sad.
You guys are just very judgmental.
I'm not judgmental.
Very judgmental. I'm just a young woman.
I want somebody to help her.
I'm afraid she's not going to make it. Like,
you mean past 25?
Yeah.
Can she fall asleep?
Yeah, a lot of them die untimely deaths.
Yep. It will. Yeah.
But she's going to go out a champion. I mean, a Guinness World Record holder? That's incredible.
But it didn't say Guinness. So I don't
know. I thought it did. I thought it did.
We don't know what kind of world record.
I don't think I saw the word Guinness in there.
Oh, that's a big. Good.
But, I mean, still, you can hold a record without it being the Guinness World Record. You can still hold a world record.
But it doesn't mean as much.
Please.
Listen, does a Guinness World Record mean anything?
No. If you're not going to give her credit for 1,000 men, you say, oh, well, that's all well and good. But if Guinness didn't certify it, then you might as well have not even done it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about world records, it's got to be a Guinness World Record.
Because
if you're just doing it for some guy named Earl, that's
right.
I got my porn star world records here.
Yep.
You got to sleep with 1,000 people. What?
Well, why does Guinness have a monopoly on it?
I don't know. They just did.
I could start my world record book.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, somebody would be, making a TJ world record list.
Yeah, like a Guinness, like TJ Redneck World, like the tallest beer pyramid or something. That would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody says Guinness has to sanction something to make it a world record.
Yeah. Who's Guinness?
Who the hell are they?
Their beer sucks.
They're basically just a bunch of freaks. That's what they are. Trying to find the man with the longest fingernails in the world. Bunch of freaks.
Yeah.
So we're going to work on that, the TJ Book of World Records.
I think that's fun.
All right.
I like it.
Cool. I'm not going to have to do any work on it, though, am I?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.